Episode 294. Make it happen, Cap'n.
And this is going to be now going into the original title that we have for this. Spoilers ahead.
Yeah. Episode 294. Captain America, the Autumn Review.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and we are back.
Back now, everybody. Captain America, Part 2, The Winter Soldier, came out way back in April. But my friend Ben here just watched it this past weekend.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And we're going to find out what Ben thinks. But before we find out his thoughts on The Winter Soldier, we are going to first talk a little bit about other Marvel news that came out, because we're not going to do a full news episode, kind of a slow news week other than a few items. And obviously, it's called the Autumn Review because we're recording this in the fall and Ben has finally seen it. So.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben.
I think it's good that we tend to record the Marvel reviews several months late, because that allows all you Marvel fans to enjoy it before I come in and rain on your parade.
So let's wait for that. Let's talk a little bit about another Marvel Civil War. So first,
I'm very confused.
Let me start with comic news.
Right.
In the comic books, they released a poster yesterday that says Marvel Civil War Summer 2015.
Number one, they're rebooting the Civil War story.
I don't think it's a reboot. I think it's a new Civil War.
Well, that's probably good, because the main thing I am confused about is that I don't think the current Civil War storyline actually works for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, so then the next part of the story is, last week we covered on the news episode that Robert Downey Jr. Teased that maybe there would be an Iron Man 4. But then the very next day after you and I recorded, he said, no, there's not going to be an Iron Man 4, so he backtracked.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, as we record here today, October 14th, 2014, we find out that he's not going to be in Iron Man 4. He's likely signed on for Captain America 3.
Yeah.
And so then everybody's saying, well, if Tony Stark is in Captain America 3, obviously it's going to be Civil War.
Well, that paired with Marvel rebooting or doing a sequel to the Civil War story.
So, Civil War was a huge comic book event in 2006. And I believe this is the event that got you to stop collecting individual comics.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
this is the beginning of the end.
Crossovers do that. I mean, in the 90s, it's the same thing that happened to me. A crossover, I followed first one big X-Men crossover, and then a few months later, there was a second one, and I started realizing, even as a teenager, this is just too much. I can't keep up on all this. So, yeah. Civil War, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what happened?
So, in Civil War, the storyline is they decide we gotta...
No, and this is spoilers for a 2006 storyline, so it's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
And potential Marvel Cinematic Universe. So here we go, Ben.
That all the superheroes have to register their secret identity, right?
Right.
And so, obviously, some people aren't for it, some people are against it, much like on the Sci-Fi Christian. But unlike on the Sci-Fi Christian, they start a war over it, so all the superheroes wind up fighting each other. Captain America and his people are against it, and Iron Man, Tony Stark, and his guys are for it.
Right.
But
guess what? Do you know who wins?
Captain America. Tony Stark.
No, Tony Stark wins, and for, I don't know if I should say years, but at least months after this event, he was the new head of S.H.I.E.L.D., and they were enforcing superhero registration. So
yikes. But here's the thing I was wondering about as this news came out yesterday. It seems like a superhero registration would be a difficult story in the current MCU, because there's about five superheroes.
Exactly. I thought about the exact same thing.
Well, let's run through them. We all know Iron Man.
Actual superheroes.
Superheroes.
Black Widow and Hawkeye don't count because they're just spies.
Yeah. So Iron Man. Well, he came out as Tony Stark at the end of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America. Everyone knows he's Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Thor isn't a human. And even if he is, his identity is Thor. Hulk is Bruce Banner.
And everybody
knows that. And the Guardians of the Galaxy are in a different galaxy. So, There's no one left to register.
Yes, yes. I think you're forgetting Ant-Man.
Oh, well, we haven't gotten to him yet. So, or yeah, maybe it will be like the search for Daredevil or something. It'll they all descend on Hell's Kitchen to find Daredevil. It'll be
Captain America and Ant-Man versus everybody.
So obviously...
It's going to have to be tweaked a little bit.
So I just ran through this in my mind. It was like, I don't see how this storyline works.
I think that this is a really good thing you're bringing up. Because like I said, I thought about this yesterday. But no one's talking about this. Everybody's talking about how awesome it is that Civil War is going to come to the big screen. But yeah, you need to realize Civil War works in comics because there's hundreds of heroes and villains. It does not work in a universe where there are five heroes.
Yeah, so you could literally, if you wanted to do the Superhero Registration Act, you could register all current superheroes on a post-it note. Like, that's an actual fact. This is just hardly worth fighting a war about.
So what's your prediction then? How are they going to use Tony Stark in this movie?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be just like a philosophical debate. Like, if there was more of us, what side would you take, Steve?
And you know, they haven't technically said this is going to be Civil War. It's just everybody is up in arms thinking. I feel like for months they've been guessing it was going to be Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that was kind of funny.
That was funny. While we're on comic news, speaking of that Civil War for summer 2015... they also announced at New York Comic Con this past weekend that the 1980s crossover, I think it's one of the very first ever huge crossovers. I don't think it's the first, but probably maybe in the top or first five. It's called Secret Wars. They're going to do that again. They're going to have they've already had Secret Wars too.
Oh my.
So this is like the 30th anniversary or no. Yeah, 30th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. There we go. What do you think? A Secret Wars anniversary.
How can a war be secret?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we know about it.
Well, so. That's true. I don't know. I know nothing about Secret Wars.
It looks like it's going to differ from the first one in that it's more of a parallel universe Secret Wars because now they announced Secret Wars last weekend, Civil War yesterday, and today Marvel came out with a poster for two parallel universes facing off against each other. It's the Age of Ultron universe versus Marvel Zombies universe.
Oh my goodness.
So this is all happening next year during the Secret War. So what I think might happen in what the Civil War storyline might be is an alternate universe where the Superhero Registration Act still exists.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. It just seems like Marvel's heavily pushing parallel universes right now in their comics. DC is doing the same. I want a DC Marvel crossover. That's got to happen.
I'm feeling pretty good about my choice not to read superhero comics at the moment. This sounds confusing.
All right, let's move on from comic news.
Yeah.
So let's wrap up this episode by hearing your thoughts.
Make it happen, Cap'n.
Yes, let's.
Oh, we should have called it that.
Let's change it.
We could re-record the intro, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to call it Make It Happen, Captain.
No, not Captain. Just Cap'n.
Like, how do you spell it?
Like Cap'n Crunch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make it happen, because okay. It's got to rhyme with
Cap'n. We'll record the intro at the end of this. So, give us your thoughts on The Winter Soldier. I loved it. I'd say it's my second favorite Marvel movie. Even though Guardians is close, I have a hard time, but they're so different, it's hard to pit them against each other. But I'm going to go ahead and say Avengers, number one. Captain America 2, number two. Guardians of the Galaxy, number three. But a really close, I mean... That's close for Guardians and Cap, too. So, you did not like it.
Well, I was going to recap my take on the Marvel
Just
universe.
Give me a rating.
2.5 stars out of 5.
Oh, man. All right, go ahead. Recap.
Like, I didn't hate it. It wasn't terrible. So, there's the Marvel movies I like, which is Avengers, Guardians, and Iron Man.
Yeah.
In that order. And there are the Marvel movies I dislike.
Yeah, with all the rest.
All the rest. This is the best of the Marvel movies I dislike.
Okay.
And I enjoyed parts of it.
Favorite Marvel movie.
It is my fourth favorite Marvel movie. There is a significant gap between 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take it away. Now,
way better than the first Captain America. Way better than that.
Okay.
No question about that. I liked a lot of the acting. Robert Redford's great and everything. You know, I was enjoying the movie for about the first half hour or so, which was unusual for me with Marvel movies. And then, I don't know, it's like, I didn't hate it, but man, there's just so many things in this movie that just fell apart. I'll start with some high-level criticisms. The Winter Soldier, irrelevant to the plot. You could have taken the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes, oh, spoiler, out of this movie entirely, and it would not have changed the plot.
Explain a little bit more about that.
Well, the plot of the movie is about Hydra invading S.H.I.E.L.D., and Bucky Barnes is just their little guy they wake up every now and then to run around and do mischief.
So it could have been a different assassin.
It was anybody. Could have been anybody.
Yeah, but does it add, in your mind, does it add that it was Steve's friend?
No, because it felt tacked on in the movie. And then it's the title of the movie, and it's like the B story. He doesn't say anything in the movie for the first hour and a half.
Okay.
We don't hear him say anything. And then it's not even Steve's friend. It's a brainwashed version of Bucky who is then saved by love at the end, which is very touching, of course, but ultimately irrelevant to the plot. So you have a movie called The Winter Soldier that is not about the Winter Soldier.
So what do you think would have been a better title?
Oh, uh-oh, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Uh-oh, S.H.I.E.L.D.
There she goes, you know. I don't know. I mean, it was a movie about S.H.I.E.L.D. It was about Captain America having to go against S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, it was about S.H.I.E.L.D. collapsing because it was infiltrated by Hydra. That's what the movie was about. And I think that the Winter Soldier, I do agree that there is a lot of potential there, which is why it's such a mess that they just kind of moved it off to the side like that. And you know, I think it would have been better to kind of introduce Bucky a little bit in this one and then bring him back full bore for the third one and have that be the Winter Soldier, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know why he's called the Winter Soldier? This is kind of an interesting note.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense in the movie.
No.
But in the comics, the people that found Bucky are not Hydra, but the communists, the Red Party, is that what they call themselves?
Oops, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
and so he has been a spy slash assassin during the Cold War.
Right.
And that's where the Winter Soldier comes from the Cold War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the other thing, is that we're supposed to believe he's been running around for 50 years, they say in the movie, but this is the first that Nick Fury is aware of him.
Black Widow knew about him.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I remember she said she had to explain to Steve who he was, and she showed how he shot her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But still, you know, bad form to call the movie The Winter Soldier, and then not have that character be irrelevant to the plot.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think my biggest complaint about they had to call him the Winter Soldier because that is his character's name, but it didn't translate well.
No.
When you don't use the Cold War story.
No.
They also didn't explain at all why he didn't age. So they did show a brief scene of him being cryogenically frozen.
Yeah.
But the idea is, every time he does, they take him out for just some specific missions.
Yeah.
So maybe you did get this.
Yeah, I got that.
And so, you know, let's say that this mission with Nick Fury would have worked fine. They would have had him go out, do it, and then they would have put him back on ice indefinitely until they needed him again. So maybe he's only taken out once every 5 years or...
Yeah, no, that made sense to me. And maybe that's why he's the Winter Soldier, because he's on ice. He's a cold guy.
He is.
You know, I was, part of the reason I was liking it in the first half hour is that, you know, one of my big criticisms about Marvel movies is that they're not really about anything. They don't have any depth. Well, this movie was gearing up to have some depth about discussing, you know, privacy issues, the whole NSA stuff. And then it geared up to actually say some intelligent things about that. And then it went into a really simplistic mode where, well, guess what? The people who are spying, the NSA types, are all Hydra. So you can't say anything complex or interesting about that issue when you associate them with your world's equivalent of the Nazis. And I'm not saying that I'm pro-spying or anything. I'm just saying that it was, you know, they geared up to actually say some interesting stuff and then took the easy way out, which essentially shut down any intelligent discussion that could have been had in this movie.
Remind me, are the directors who are from Community... Are they those the Russo brothers? Did they also write the screenplay?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, then the reason I brought that up is they're definitely going to do Captain America 3, so you may not like that. But I heard that they are potentials to write and direct 3 and 4. Avengers 3 and 4.
I mean, I don't care. At this point, I think that Marvel directors are pretty much interchangeable.
Okay. Right. So even James Gunn.
He was one of the very... He and Joss Whedon are the only two that have really put their unique stamp on it.
Mm-hmm.
And James Gunn, you know, it was mostly in the form of the soundtrack and witty banter.
Mm-hmm.
But even there, and that leads me to the next one, is that just like in Guardians of the Galaxy, we have to end with this overlong CGI air battle. Like, how many times has Marvel gone to that well?
Well, let's actually talk it out, because I saw somebody make fun of this online. So what we're talking about is there's some sort of ship crashing. So
yeah,
we've seen it in
Avengers.
We saw it in Avengers, of course. We saw it in Cap 2, like you're just saying. We saw it in Thor 2,
yeah,
over London.
Yeah,
we saw it in Guardians,
yeah,
over the Nova Corps Xandar,
yeah,
planet. What else? So that's four.
We've seen.
So it's like a huge ship crashing.
Yeah.
What else?
It wasn't a ship crashing, but in Iron Man 3, they had the whole skydiving scene or whatever, another long CGI action scene in the air. It's just...
Oh, well, man, that's not the same thing.
It is the same. It's just another boring action scene. And so I'm so tired of Marvel going to that well. It's like, come on. I know that they're going to have action scenes. Like, I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But mix it up a little. Seriously. Like, what you just said... The four you just listed are the last four Marvel movies, not counting Iron Man 3.
Yep.
This is not good.
Do you think the same guy's writing all the movies?
I think they watched Avengers. Kevin Feige was like, I really like that scene, guys. Let's do it again.
For all of Phase 2.
Again. Yeah. Well, the ships crash. I did not like the character of Falcon.
Oh, you didn't find him to be like... what was the word I'm looking for? Gregarious?
No, I found him obnoxious.
Engaging?
No.
I liked him.
This was one of my favorite lines, and this was the line that made me start writing down different lines. There's one point where Captain America and Black Widow are over at his house, and he comes in and says, I made breakfast. If you guys eat that sort of thing.
That was funny.
That wasn't funny. That was maybe the dumbest line I've ever heard.
He was referencing how they're sort of superheroes.
If you eat that sort of... Well, what else would they eat?
Well,
breakfast isn't a sort of thing.
No, it's kind of like, I made breakfast. If you guys even need that, like, do you need sustenance? That's what he's trying to get across. I got it, Falcon. Don't worry.
It crashed and burned very bad. My other favorite line was when the Hydra video, with the henchman guy from the first movie.
Yes. What's his name? Zola.
And he said, Hydra was founded on the idea that people cannot handle their freedom. What we didn't count on was them resisting us taking it. So, you guys didn't take that into account with your plan. Suddenly, I'm a lot less terrified of Hydra. Because if you didn't take into account the fact that people might not want you to just take their freedom, you're a moron.
let me chime in here about that character. So, again, I just want the listeners to know I did like this movie a lot. But I think it's, since you're on sort of a spree of making fun of it, I could nitpick a little bit.
Yeah.
And one thing I do nitpick about is Arnim Zola, during the scene, reveals the entire plan.
Yeah.
But then at the very end says, I was just stalling you because you're about to be blown up. But bad guys have to learn.
Yeah, they do have to learn.
Like, Captain Black Widow would have been clueless about what was going on if he hadn't. Like, he could have talked to him about anything. Yeah. Like, you could stall them with any sort of monologue. Just don't tell him the truth.
Yeah.
So, kind of gave that away. But we the viewers needed to know what was going on. So, that was the way they did it. Not cool.
I also love that all the S.H.I.E.L.D. guards were wearing matching hats that looked like they came directly from the S.H.I.E.L.D. gift shop downstairs.
Well, everything that S.H.I.E.L.D. has that logo on it. Their
it
planes.
Looked ridiculous.
Did you like the elevator scene?
No.
Oh, I love that scene.
Why?
Did you like the scene where he was fighting...
I don't
fighting...
like these dumb action scenes.
Did you like the scene where he was fighting Batroc at the beginning?
No.
On the ship?
No.
Well, let me ask you this. What was your favorite scene?
Well, I'd like to see an Abed for a minute.
Okay. What else? That was literally the only thing you liked in the whole movie.
I told you I liked like Robert Redford's acting. I like Robert Redford. Samuel L. Jackson's fine as Nick Fury. It always seems wrong to have Samuel L. Jackson in a PG-13 movie.
Okay. At any moment did you think he was dead?
No. No.
Okay. No.
You never even saw him dead.
Well, they actually announced... Not that long, like maybe a few weeks before this movie came out, that he had signed on for Avengers, was it 2 or 3 at that time? Maybe 2.
Yeah.
So
not dead.
Not dead.
I didn't understand where he's like, you deleted my password. and you probably deleted my retinal scan, but you need to know to keep both eyes open.
Yeah.
And he lifts his eye patch, and the scene ends.
Yeah.
It's like, that was a neat speech, Nick. I'm not sure it made any sense.
Well, here's what he meant, is that Nick had a secret scan of his messed up eye in the system that was sort of an override that they didn't know to get rid of.
Wouldn't the retinal scan be the same on both eyes?
No, because this one's all screwed up. Didn't you see it? Did you look at it?
Well, yeah, I looked at it.
No, different. Really different.
I'm not sure I buy that.
Yeah, really messed up.
Yeah, I'm not sure the retinal scan's different, though.
What did you think about the fact that, you know, we know that Hawkeye is a agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., and yet he doesn't appear anywhere in this movie?
Yeah, I mean, that was
silly. Did that cross your mind? Or not
with Hawkeye, but Coulson it did.
Yeah,
Coulson. I know that he has his own little TV show, but at the same time, he's been like the face of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the entire franchise since Iron Man.
Yeah, but Cap thinks he's dead.
How can anybody think he's dead when he's been running around doing all these missions on the TV show now? Like, that was one of my criticisms, is that it's top secret, guys. We're going to show you something top secret. This is in the pilot episode. And here's Agent Coulson on a floor filled with S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. That was the worst kept secret in the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably pretty easy to find out that secret. But just in the universe, Iron Man, Thor, Cap, they don't know that Coulson's alive.
Are these people morons?
They just aren't looking around, I guess.
Yeah, well, Nick Fury's not looking around, except too soon.
Keep both eyes open.
Keep both eyes open.
Okay.
What else do I... Oh, like one. When the Apple Store guy was feeling Steve Rogers up.
Specimen. I thought that was funny, too.
Uncomfortable.
I actually thought that was funny. A lot of the things you don't like were things I did like in the movie. What else?
Why doesn't Scarlett Johansson even remotely sound Russian? This would be a criticism, of course, going back to Iron Man 2.
You know, she got over it. She's been in America for a while.
Yeah, my grandpa lived in this country for over 50 years, and he had a very thick Italian accent till the day he died.
Yeah, but she probably came over when she was young.
She was a KGB agent.
Yeah, they did reference that. When did the KGB stop existing?
Well, officially when the Soviet Union fell, but at the same time, you don't become a KGB agent when you're 5 years old.
Yeah, I think there might be a little bit of a timeline mess up there, unless the KGB continued.
She doesn't look Russian. She doesn't sound Russian. Very odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Very odd.
Okay.
Oh, what else do I got? Oh, the scene where Robert Redford just decides to shoot his maid for absolutely no reason.
That was a bummer. That was like, a huge bummer.
I forgot my phone.
Bang!
Like, you can't explain this anyway?
Well, it's kind of mysterious when you're talking to a guy in a mask.
But if they have so much control over the Winter Soldier, if they have him programmed where he can go out on assassination missions and come back, couldn't they arrange a meeting not in Robert Redford's personal dining room?
How are the viewers going to find out that Robert Redford's a bad guy unless that happens?
Could be somewhere besides the dining room.
But he had to shoot his maid, so we knew he was evil.
Yeah, see, this is the type of subtlety I love in these movies. Okay. What else do I have? At the end when Black Widow's in disguise and she, you know, we're all supposed to be excited that she was in the room. That didn't make any sense how she would have gotten in the room and gotten rid of that person and put on this very odd sort of mask that S.H.I.E.L.D. apparently has.
No, that didn't bother me. Sort of like Mission Impossible. They did that all the time.
Yeah, but how did she get in the room?
I think she entered the building as that woman.
Well, what happened to that woman? Because that woman's clearly a real person.
Yeah, they probably at some point were like, hey, don't go in there. He's bad. Let me go in instead.
I do enjoy these little leaps of fan fiction the Marvel movies encourage us to take.
I think that's implied. Heavily implied.
I don't think it's implied even remotely.
I kind of imagine you watching this movie, though, while doing other things, right? Like, you didn't sit down and watch it.
Oh, no.
So that's what's happening.
No, that's not what's happening. That scene doesn't exist in the movie.
I know, but it's obvious that that's what would have had to have happened.
Yeah, but it's just like at the end of Thor 2 when we see Loki on the throne. Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's Loki. But then how did that happen? We're just supposed to make it up in our heads as we go along.
I mean, that's a bigger one than this occasion.
Oh, the other line that I enjoyed that just proves that Falcon is maybe not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. Hey, Cap, how do we know the good guys from the bad?
Well,
if
because
they're shooting at you,
they're bad.
Bad guys.
Well, you know,
that was helpful.
Hydra had infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. at that point, so yeah, you gotta watch out.
Yeah, that line with the answer accomplished absolutely nothing.
I mean, it would have been a little bit late at that point.
Exactly. Like, they're running into battle. By the way, which ones aren't we supposed to kill?
You know, I mean, it's just
so
supposed to be
dumb.
Humorous.
And we're, like, so his costume came from when he was a paratrooper, right?
Yeah.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. hasn't been aware of that? That somebody designed, like, this costume that makes them the equivalent of the superhero, you know?
It's not a superhero. It's just like an Iron Man suit, only with wings.
Yeah, and a lot less iron.
Yeah.
You're not as secure.
Not as safe in that one, that's for sure.
No.
I mean, if you shoot one of the wings, you fall. It really depends on both.
Yeah.
Flawed design.
So, here's where I come down on this. Like, I don't begrudge people who are entertained by this movie. Like, I get it. I wasn't, but I don't begrudge people to do it. But I don't get, like, the obsession with, oh, it's amazing. It's not amazing. There's so many problems with this movie.
I don't know. I loved it. I actually have seen it now 3 times.
Yikes.
Really like it.
I think I'll see it once.
So done.
I did. Well, you love Captain America. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't begrudge people who enjoy it. I don't begrudge you loving it. Like, I just don't understand people talking about how this is, like, the best movie of the year. It's not. And I definitely don't understand you're putting it above Guardians, which was actually quite a bit entertaining.
I mean, that's why I'm saying it's tough. They're really close, and maybe someday I'll swap them. But either way, it's either 2 or 3 in my mind. 2 or 3.
Yikes. Well, that was a movie.
I liked it, so for it.
I'm glad you liked it. I didn't.
And you're against it.
Yeah.
Captain America 3 featuring Tony Stark, for it or against it.
Oh, I want to see him try and pull off the superhero registration storyline.
Okay, so for
my own amusement.
I'm also for it. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
Yeah, I'm Matt DeBron.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, let's re-record the opening. Well, actually, I think we're going to have to keep in the first recording we did. And so, because we mentioned the Autumn Review as the intro music was playing. Really want to name this episode Make It Happen, Captain.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and do that. And we'll stick this, what we're about to say, at the front. And then we'll just say it again.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and take it away.
Episode 294, Make It Happen, Captain.
And this is going to be now going into the original title that we have for this. Spoilers ahead.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep, so I'm all caught up on the Marvel Cinematic Universe again. We can all rest easy.
Do you feel good about this? No. You need to borrow my DVDs of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Nope.
Only 22 or so episodes.
That was the other comic.
And you've already watched some.
That they expanded Gotham to 22 episodes instantly killed my interest.
Really?
Because they already had the plot set up for 16 episodes. Like, they tightly scripted it for 16 episodes. Okay. So it's guaranteed 6 episodes of filler.
Mm-hmm.
Sick of it.
So you're going to stop watching it?
Yeah, at least for now.
I actually am hating Gotham. I've watched all the first 2 episodes, most of the third, and the fourth one was just on last night as we record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll stop watching it.
Well,
but you got the four episode rule.
Exactly. The 4-episode rule. So I'm wanting, this is so weird. I should just stop. But I want the 4th episode to be bad so I can justify in my mind, okay, I gave it a solid chance.
Yeah. Stop it. Well, yeah. If it starts to be talked about as the next Breaking Bad 3 years from now, you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
And you can go back and watch it.
It's so weird to have a Batman themed show, essentially, that I couldn't be less interested in.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just stop.
You should stop.
Not give it 4.
No.
Just stop in the middle of 3.
Yeah. Go back to...
Guess what the villain's name is in the 3rd episode. Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
The Balloon Man?
Yeah.
I haven't finished that yet. What was the 4th one called? Do you know?
I didn't watch it.
So you did. So you heard that news and you were done?
Yeah.
I think I might pull a Ben here.
Yeah, pull a Ben.
All right. I'm out. No, I'll finish. I'll finish the first 4. I have to.
You don't. I've
got a rule. A policy, you could say.
Yeah, my policy is when I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it.
I get that.
Yeah. It's a good policy. All right, everyone, here's the deal. It's election season, not only for, like, the elections, but also for the Sci-Fi Christian. We want you to vote for all sorts of nonsense.
Well, it's not nonsense. It's important stuff. So right now, go to the website. We've got information on how to vote for the End of the Year Listener Appreciation Jubilee. It's our big End of the Year award show where you can vote on things like best episode of the year, best top five of the year, favorite moment, funniest moment, favorite episode title, all sorts of funny things.
Yeah, but best stuff.
Yeah, best stuff. So, Ben, tell us where people can find us, the Sci-Fi Christians.
Oh, all over the place, guys. We are.
Well, that's it.
SciFiChristian.com. We're on YouTube, Sci-Fi Christian. We're on Twitter, probably the Sci-Fi Christian. We're on Facebook, the Sci-Fi Christian. Yeah, there's a common theme here, everyone.
I think our Twitter is just Sci-Fi Christian. We should maybe change it back to the.
I think they can find it.
Yeah. Do we do the feedback? You can email us at.
Oh, yeah. Feedback@thescifichristian.com.
Call us at.
612-4121-SFC.
And I've had people complain that we spell it out. So here it is. 612-412-1732. But
just look at a phone, people.
Yeah, just look at a phone. Also, we are a podcast that is a proud member of the Crossover Nexus, a group of podcasts and blogs exploring faith and pop culture. Find more podcasts that engage your spirit and imagination at www.crossovernexus.com.
I'll let the exploration begin. That's a weird way of putting it.
Fade out.
Just that whole exploring kind of caught me. I guess the exploration's already begun since these are all old podcasts.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
We're a curious group.
So long, folks.
Everybody.